Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 7th of the 8th month, 2025. It is a Thursday evening and the time is 3 minutes past the hour of 10. Now, PM, of course, PM. It's not morning time. I know for you guys that take naps and then you guys wake up mwangongwana a little bit. No. Usiku, eh? Usiku, don't worry about it. You can stay up and we can chill a little bit until, you know, 12 o'clock and then you rest a little bit and then you come back and then it is what it is. But hi guys. How you guys doing? It is Thursday and you are with the matriarch, please. The matriarch, queen mother of the tribe, Ola Kanjani. Mwatingini Mulinawa, Oshipoli, Shili Shapa, Shili Nga, Shili Mnandi, Otozaroka Kewa, but we're not going to complain about that one because After a lifetime of things, it is only appropriate for us to say hello. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to be talking about wellness checks. Checkups, eh? We're going to be talking about, wellness checks, checkups because it is only appropriate for us to know what it is. Now, many of us don't really know what it is. I think that this is your first time ever. In the history of anybody teaching you nothing, I think that this is the first time that somebody is teaching you what a wellness check is, and we just have to. So sometimes, right? Sometimes, the police rocks up at your door when something is happening, and you are thinking, "Yeah, my dengero policy, my dengero policy." But that day you were having your mental breakdown. You were having a little bit of an argument. You were having a little bit of a scuffle, and it doesn't have to be aggressive. It could just be behavior that is not really common for you per se, and then somebody comes and checks up on you and you're like, yeah, these people, they want me to go to jail and they want me to be incarcerated. They want to take me to psychiatric. They want to take me somewhere. I don't understand why these people are doing this and this and this and this, and you are feeling trapped and you know, like pushed up, backed up in a corner, and you're thinking, yeah, but why do people hate me so much? We're going to be talking about wellness checks because, right, wellness checkups, a wellness check. Because there are people that care. There are people that care. There are people that want to know. So sometimes, right, sometimes you haven't been to work for a couple of days, and then a colleague calls to check up on you. If you are fine, if you are alive, maybe you are the one that died in that car accident, maybe you are the one that got burnt up, maybe something happened to you, we call most to check up. And that one you don't think, or sometimes you can be thinking, yeah, they just want to be in my business, they just want to be in my life, they just don't want what, it is not like that. Your mind is running far, comrade. We just need to know that you're okay. We just need to know that you are really just only missing work. We need to know that there's nothing wrong with you, because if there is something wrong with you, then we would like to know. So imagine if you are laying in the mortuary and us here, we are just marking you absent, Kanti. You are not even present on earth. How would that be? And then sometimes, you know, we're just trying to see if there's any abuse or negligence or deviation from routine. You know, we just want to see if you went wild, because sometimes we wake up and we're like, I just want to go wild. And then you just wake up in Asia and that's your life, Mos. And umnandi so, nice like that, you know, and you think it's nice like that, but we don't like that. We would appreciate you to check in. We would appreciate you to make a call. We would appreciate notification of your doings if we are part and parcel of your life. Eh? You can't just go missing from the house and that's it. You can't just go and sleep over at somebody's house for 10 days. Ah, no, it's not. That's why we file things like missing persons, because you are missing. Clearly you are missing. If your phone is not reachable, if you haven't told anybody where you're going and you just disappear off the face of the earth, you are missing. You are missing. And for you people that have been, in the States, they call it the milk carton, right? So on that milk carton, if for those that have been on the milk carton in terms of Komarungura for going missing, there was Clementina. Is it Clementina or Clementine? Clementine. Clementine just went for the weekend, my friend. She went to her boyfriend and they were having sweet love and sweet chillings and sweet holding hands and romance. Kanti, she didn't tell anybody. Everybody at home is worried. Worried, worried, worried. Eh. And then we put her in the newspaper, please. We filed a missing persons report. Oh, she had to call. She had to call and she had to go back home. And then she had to explain. As we didn't know where you are. So, Vele, as we called. We called the relevant authorities because there is a lot that's happening in the world and people don't just go missing like that. So, what is a wellness check? A wellness check is also known as a welfare check, and it is a process where someone's well-being is assessed, often by authorities when there are concerns about their safety or their health. Now, when we say authorities, we can either say state, government, or we can say employer, or we can say relevant authorities. Authorities are people, like if you're living in your mother's house, that's the authority there. If you're living in your grandmother's house, that's the authority there. That's the government there. That's the police there. So that is authority. So when do we, okay. So we're going to talk about the different types of wellness checks, right? So the first one is an emergency wellness check. These are often conducted by law enforcers and individuals that need assistance in terms of like law enforcement. So for example, if we were to say now law enforcement, we would say maybe the police is coming through, or maybe if you're in the military, then your military people will come through and then come and check. You know, this is an emergency one, kucha. We just need to we need to know. It usually involves law enforcement and involves a physically going to a person's residence to ensure their safety when there are serious concerns such as a missing person, a medical emergency, or a mental health crisis. So a mental health crisis is most probably if you have displayed emotions and you have displayed behaviors that seem a little bit concerning in terms of your well-being, right? Then there is a likelihood that they will send somebody to your residence to go and see if you are in a good mental state and if you are not having a crisis. And this could be these things of you're going through something and then you keep saying things like, no, I just want to die, or I just want to end it, or I just want to unalive myself, or it would be so much better if I unalived myself. And usually these types of statements, they spark concern. And when they spark concern, right, they usually somebody picks up on them, and then somebody tells them that, no, I was talking to Eagle, and Eagle for the past 2 days has just been saying that they are going to end their lives, and I don't know where they are. I've been trying, you know, to talk them out of it. I've been trying to stay positive. But today when I woke up and I did my routine check, you know, your routine check is that thing of when your friend is going through something or somebody is going through something in your life that you care about, you usually call them and then you ask them like, how are you feeling today? And, what are you thinking about today? What are your plans for today? And how are you going to go about yourself, your life today? And usually when you don't get a hold of this person, the first thing that you jump to is worry. You jump to conclusions firstly, and then you worry. you assume that maybe, just maybe, what they were talking about is something that they actually went through with, and this calls for an emergency, because you're not allowed to unalive yourself, right? It's illegal. You're not allowed to unalive yourself. And also, it is hurtful, and it is an emergency. So they can always, we can always find you relevant assistance, or we can find you assistance that is best for you. You understand, when you're having an emergency like this. So they usually come. So sometimes you say, you call the police, and then you tell them that, no, for example, our neighbor is screaming here, and he lives alone, and he has a gun, and he's just been yelling the whole day. He's been talking on the phone, and then he is basically, I saw him through the window, and he looks like he's not fine. So many of us, we say that people are not fine. Ah, he's not fine. So when you call the police and you tell them that, usually the police will come to the resident and come and ask, like, what's wrong? You know, what's wrong, and talk to us. And then that's when you tell your problem, you know, you tell your problem, and they can see now if it's how best to assist you. So sometimes, right? Sometimes in such events, when you are in a critical state like that, what happens is that, if you are under the influence of alcohol and narcotics, if it's narcotics, right? Narcotics are not something that you can really throw somebody in the midst of a holding cell with other people, or dry out. They call it dry out for alcohol. So they just wait for the alcohol to dry out, right? So they just hold you there until you become sober. So it's a dry out. So with narcotics, usually, depending on your behavior and how you're going about it, they'll try and neutralize and minimize the situation in order for you to become better, to get to your normal state of mind. And then after that, they will release you. You're not detained. You're not put in jail for anything. Not unless you have committed a criminal offense. But if it's not, then it's just basically to keep you from harming yourself and others. So if it is something with alcohol, they usually take you to dry out. And this also happens sometimes with drunk drivers. When they take you out of the car, but this one, you get a ticket now. You get a ticket for drinking under the influence of alcohol, but they also do take you in, if your alcohol level is extremely high, because now you can't continue driving, most. You can't continue driving because your alcohol level is completely high. So they just detain you. And when they detain you like that, it's just enough time for you to dry out. And then sometimes you also need bail, because hey, vele, you are being charged and you are being put there. And then somebody needs to come and pay bail for you. And they will not give you the vehicle back. You must come and get it tomorrow when you're sober, because how are we going to allow a drunk person to keep driving? You know, so those are wellness checks. And another one is to ensure your safety, to make sure that you're safe. And when there are serious concerns are such as a missing person. So for example, if Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, matriarch is not at work. So serious concerns would be a missing person, because if we can't find matriarch, right, we would have to send somebody to go to matriarch's resident and go and see if she is there. And when we go and see if she's there, then we will know most now what to do. But if the people there at home, they say, nah, no, mommy is not here, mommy kya ire, then that, like, it's because of that. So at least then somebody can now start looking, or now we can start putting out missing persons flyers and stuff like that. Like, most of these young boys that go out drinking with their friends, and their group of friends come back home, and they are not home yet. So part of the wellness check is if me, that is maybe a girlfriend or a wife or a girlfriend or something, and I haven't heard from the person in a couple of days and nobody knows where he is, then the police would also go there to just go and check the residence and see if the person is not just hiding out, or the person is not just, you know. And then sometimes also, the wellness check, the emergency wellness check is also related to our senior citizens, right? Our senior citizens often, especially with suburbia or town, city senior citizens, some of them live by themselves. So now if usually you call your mom, and she's like maybe in her 80s, you usually call your mom and she's not picking up, and you are unable to go there and to go and just check, you can also send law enforcement to just go and check if she's fine, if she's okay. Maybe she fell, or maybe she passed on, or something like that. So this is the cases in which you can now see that which type of wellness check would you send, who and how would you send it. So this is usually for senior citizens. Senior citizens have slippery floors. They also they have medications that they take. They have. Caring that they need to do, and extra care that they need to do, because they are not as young as they used to be, and you are concerned. So it comes from serious concern. There must be somebody that is reporting it, that is seriously concerned, that I haven't heard from my dad in 10 hours, and it is not like him, and he lives alone, and somebody must go and check on him. So that would be an emergency check, wellness check, just to go and check. Which, mitirio pongaeri, mitirio kurinawa, orinawa, wito kongwa. So we just came to check if everything is fine. And that is also, it is very odd in a society that has so many things that are put in place to take care of its citizens, right? It's very odd for us to have people that have passed away in homes, and they've only been found like after 2 weeks or a month. They just slipped and they fell. That means like literally nobody does wellness checks on them, because if a senior is living by themselves and you don't talk to them a whole day, and then the next day, and then the day after that, then clearly there must be something wrong. There must be something that is amiss. And that's why some people say things like, yeah, if you pass away now, your cats will eat you. Because some people live with cats, some people will live with animals, you know. And if you live with your little animal there, and you have been deceased for a couple of days, yeah, that's usually what happens, okay? So this is an emergency wellness check. These are often conducted by law enforcement and involve physically going to a person's residence to ensure their safety when there are serious concerns such as missing persons, a medical emergency, or a mental health crisis. A medical emergency would be saying that, for example, if your dad has a pacemaker and it has been giving him problems or something, or has been giving him problems or something, then maybe somebody like his doctor that you are supposed to have an appointment with can also, you know, call law enforcement to go and check on the patient, or you can also call the police and say that my mom has this medical condition, and right now I'm not able to go there, and she might be in trouble, like in terms of her health. And then that's when you summon medical emergency checks. Okay. And then the next one is routine wellness checks. These can be part offer preventative care and may include a comprehensive health assessment, including physical and mental, mental health individuals. So these are routine checks. Routine checks are usually done for people that are having issues with, the physical issues and individuals that have mental health issues. So, usually with outpatients, for example, they come to the hospital, they come and get their medication, and you don't just get your stash, you know, you don't just get like, ah, no, I'm on my medication, give me enough medication for 6 months. No, you must go, they give you your medication for a month, and then you have to go back to the hospital to get your new dose of medication. But then in that new dose of medication, you don't just run to the pharmacy to go and get your medication. You need to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a social worker before you get it, before you get your medication. So usually with state, you first see a physical doctor for any ailments and physical ailments, and then you go and see a psychologist, or psychologist is for talking, but a psychiatrist, then they can reissue your medication, because that's also when they need to see if your medication is working, it's not working. And ladies and gentlemen, for those that are new to the system, I know it is a nightmare to be new to a system that you never thought it is going to come to you. I share your sentiments, but if you're having a child, for example, if you're having your son or your daughter and they have been diagnosed with something in terms of mental health, in terms of their mind or their psyche, mental crises or whatever. If you are new at this and they tell you things like, no, I don't have to go back to the hospital, or I don't have to do this, or I don't have to do that, or I don't have to do this, and it is relatively new, this is it. Yeah, this is a routine wellness check. So usually, what I know about a few patients, right, is that, when you don't attend your routine checks or your routine wellness checks, right? What happens is that, usually you fall off the medication. There are a lot of people that don't take their medication, especially psych patients, because I have realized that it's not just psych patients, it's everyone, because it becomes redundant. It becomes redundant to drink medication every day. It becomes exhausting to drink medication every day, especially if the medication was supposed to be keeping you leveled and sane minded, right? It's supposed to be keeping you like this. So now all the medicine that you have been taking for the past two weeks, right? It's still in your system. So to some degree, you still feel fine. So a day goes by, you forgot to take, and then the second day you forgot to take again. Then the third day, right, what happens is that the medication starts finishing out of your system and little things start to happen. So the third day, you start telling yourself that I don't need medication. You say that. I don't need medication. I'm not crazy. I'm not sick. I don't feel bad. I don't feel what? It happens with everybody. It happens with people on TB medication. It happens with people on high blood pressure medication. It happens with people that are HIV positive. It happens with people that are bipolar. It happens with everyone, because we all get tired. We all get exhausted. And the dangerous part about any ailment that needs you to be on medication lifelong is that the breakdown or the crash, right? The crash is so tremendous and you don't see it and you don't feel it coming, because the whole time you think that you're fine. So you decide that you're not going to take your blood pressure medication. It's supposed to be every day. You decide that you're not going to take your medication and you are fine for the day, and then you're fine for the next day. And then the third day, you don't feel so fine. Or because it's a silent killer, right? You feel absolutely fine. Mara Kanti, your blood pressure is over the roof, over the top. It is skyrocketing. It is backflipping. It is doing all kinds of things. Then you go for a week, 2 weeks, and you completely forget that you are even on medication. Urike pango. You completely forget it. Do you know what happens? Something happens. Because this is something that you're supposed to be on forever, right? Something happens. Maybe you get a little angry. I know that, with blood pressure, for example, it also messes with a lot. It has such bad, side effects. It has such bad, Down syndromes, symptoms, right? It has such, they're so bad. You are wondering why you have low libido, for example, like coitus. Coitus becomes a bit non-existent when you go undiagnosed. It becomes difficult because then your blood is most not pumping the correct amount of blood with enough force to all the places in your body. Then your genitalia, for example. That is why there a lot of men with high blood pressure that don't take their medication also suffer from erectile dysfunction. And they are women that are, that should be at the prime of their sexual life, right? And they have high blood pressure and they feel like they don't want to have coitus anymore. But this is because there's low libido. And you think that you are perfectly fine because you're going through life, you know? You think that you're perfectly fine and everything is great. And then there is the mood. Now you don't want to have sex. And then secondly, you have this okamuda. Like you flare up and you flare down. You flare up and you flare down. You flare up and you flare down. But there's always something that triggers you, right? To react the way that you're reacting. But if you want to also check and read up on it, you should also check for these types of symptoms. Because what happens is there is not enough blood being pumped to everywhere, right? And everywhere is also your brain. And your brain is the one that sends out signals to everything. So now, somebody steps on your foot. A little small accident, and you blow it out of the water completely.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750 Mode WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby Active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a live read from the University of Namibia. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the Hybrid Face-to-Face and Online Annual International Conference on Sustainable and Equitable Financial Systems, SEFS, to take place on 21-22 October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academicians, and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, visit the University of Namibia's website at www.unam.edu.na. Thank you so much.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, routine wellness checks, ne? These can also be part of preventative care. So what is preventative care? We're just trying to prevent you from unaliving yourself. We're trying to prevent you from harming yourself. We're trying to prevent anything bad that could possibly come out of you not being in our eyes. So we just want to see it. We just want to know. We just want to be part of it. We just want to help care for you. And may include comprehensive health assessment. So sometimes you can get detained and we are going to take you to the hospital and you are going to be assessed. I'm not sick. It's none of those ones. The person has been having a back pain, or this person has been peeing blood, for example. I know a person that used to pee blood. Like, imagine. Actually, no. Bro. He had issues, that one. He had issues. Even used to ejaculate. He used to ejaculate pee blood. So it's like, whoa, like hectic. So we go and evaluate you. We go and assess you. We go and see physically if you are fine. You are saying like, no, me, I'm not fine. I'm fine, man. I'm fine. Just leave me. I'm fine. We'll call law enforcement to help you, to take you to the hospital. To take you to the hospital so that you can go and get a checkup. Because as we know, you are not fine. How we can see most as we are out here. And yeah, we evaluate you, and if you are sharp, then you are sharp. If you are not sharp, then we keep you here until you are sharp. And that is why it's called absconding. Hey, you can abscond if you want. You can leave the hospital if you want. Yeah, if you want, you can leave. The problem is that you must sign papers saying that, hey, the Ministry of Health in Namibia is not, they did not discharge you. They did not say that you can go home. This is just all you. This is you basically signing your runaway form. Okay? And then the next one is preventative wellness checks. These are proactive health assessments that focus on early detection of potential health issues and promoting overall well-being. So sometimes, for those that have been with medical practitioners for a while, for example, you have your private doctor, and you guys are good, right? And maybe you have your mom that is elderly. One of the things that your doctor can do, if you also ask them, I don't know now, how many doctors do it. I think I only know of 3 in the capital city that actually go to their patients' homes. It's just like that other murderer doctor. That murderer doctor used to do preventative wellness checks. And, they also used to do routine wellness checks. And then they also used to do, they used to conduct those two. Routine is knowing that, I have my elderly patient that I go to every Friday at 3:00. We drink our tea and then I examine them and then I make sure that their medication is fine. If there's anything, then I prescribe and then we call the pharmacy because we have pharmacies on wheels now. We call the pharmacies and the pharmacy brings their medication and that's it. You know, life is easy. I think ever since COVID, we have learned that it's not everything that requires you to go outside. It's not everything that requires you to be up and about inside the world. And if you can have it at your disposal, at your fingertips, then if not, why not? So These are proactive health assessments that focus on early detection of potential health issues. So maybe you go for a full body checkup. You know, a full body checkup is now something that we can monitor everything. We monitor your blood, we monitor your fluids, we monitor your organs, we monitor everything. And then this can now be where we are going to detect that cancerous cell that is like just a millimeter. Then maybe we can flush it out and we can see what we can do before it develops into a cancer that is so big that forces you to get amputated at some point. So, for example, a preventative wellness check is the breast cancer people. Now, the cancer people, I think that it's insightful. It is interesting to see people having their own interests and which parts and areas of life they would like to invest in. For example, if I see a pink ribbon, I know it's cancer associated because the cancer people have made, we'll call them the cancer people, my dear, because they're also the AIDS people, UN, yeah, the UN, they're the AIDS people. They cared a lot about HIV AIDS. Because they were, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about it. They were very active when they came to sex. And also, Tete Benny them, when they came out in Oshikwata Shilopota, because we were being electrocuted, as individuals, as citizens, we were being electrocuted. Because we were touching power lines with our bare hands and we were being electrocuted. So yeah, those kinds of people. So with preventative wellness checks are basically your the time when you go to like pap smears. Pap smears. Those are preventative. Pap smears, because every second year you have to go for a pap smear. You go for a pap smear every 2 years to see if there's anything, if there's anything at all, if the uterus is tripping or is doing what, you know, just, yeah, we need to go and check. That is preventative. And then also the breast cancer check to go and just that check that you do to feel around your breasts to see if you've got breast cancer. Now, many people think that breast cancer are only for the species that carry breasts, but all of us have breasts, né? All of us have breasts. And it is nice to go around on your breast to just check for lumps, and that is the preventative. Now, if you find something, then you go and then you go and check if it's benign, or you go and check if it is actually something that you should be concerned about, but it is a necessity. Alrighty, so who conducts wellness checks? Let's just go there, because now I've given you guys a bombshell of information, and you guys are like, okay, I feel something about psychologists, I feel something about doctors, I feel something about our individuals, I feel like, but who is really like supposed to be conducting wellness checks? So we go to law enforcement. One. Often called upon to conduct emergency wellness checks, especially when there are concerns about the person's physical safety or mental safety. So law enforcement, right? They are now your police, right? We cannot send you para-para. We cannot send you para-para because you're not feeling well, bro. Like, relax. We're not going to send you para-para because you're not feeling well. We'll send you the normal, you know, city police or Namibian police. Yeah, we'll send you those ones. We just want to check if everything is okay here. And then you're like, yeah, but it's my house. Yes, we didn't say it's not our house, huh? Hey, no stamina Billy, please. No stamina Bill. No stamina Billy, please. We just want to check if everything is okay here. And these are especially for serious concerns. When you are really concerned about your neighbor that has been beating his wife, or, for example, if you live in a gated community or a high-walled community, you can't see what is happening there, but you hear you hear the woman screaming all day and you hear what all day, and there's some serious concern. Are they beating each other? Are they killing each other? Or what is happening there? Maybe she fell or something. We can't access her because there are high walls. We can't peep over the wall to see what is happening in your house. Then we will call law enforcement. We are not calling law enforcement to come and arrest you, but usually in such cases, there's somebody that committed a crime against the other. But just to come and have a wellness check to see if everything is well here. All right. Mental health, very important. Okay. Your psyche, very important. Ahem. So that is part of the gang that comes and does wellness checks. The police does wellness checks. So if you are concerned, if you are out there and you are concerned about your relative that lives alone, or you are concerned because you haven't spoken to them in a couple of days, or if you are concerned about your elderly person, or you're concerned about somebody that just went missing off the face of the earth, they do conduct wellness checks. So what you can do is call the police. I don't know now who's going to answer the phone that day, but you can tell them that I would like for you guys, I would like for you as the police to conduct a wellness check on this person. This person has not been taking their medication, and I think that they might have had a mental episode or something, and they are extremely dangerous to themselves, you know. But you guys must not tell the officer the person is not dangerous, and then the person comes there, then the officer comes there, because officers are most now trained to deal with situations, right? So if I'm told and I'm informed that the person is not dangerous, the person is harmless, the person is just very, very angry, and the person is just having an episode, so the officer will not come with a drawn out gun. No, the officer doesn't come like that. They only draw their weapon when there is immediate threat. So the officer will come relaxed. Now the problem is that you, Kanti, you that is saying that you just want the police to come. So you are omitting things like the guy is holding a whole gun and a machete on the side, and you fail to disclose this to the officers, right? Then when the officer comes, the person is charging at them with a machete and a gun. It might not be loaded, right? But the officer doesn't know that it's not loaded. So the officer turns around and also returns the same kind of aggression that is being dished out, and shoots the person. Then what? Shoots the person because the person was basically attacking them, and you are saying that the person is harmless. So let us be truthful about the people that we are calling the police for, right? Let's be truthful. I know that it's such a bad situation to be in the same environment with somebody that is potentially dangerous to themselves and to you and to others, right? That you just want the police to come, but don't put the police in a situation like that. Just tell the police that, okay, guys, there's my sibling here, and my sibling, she has a gun. It's not loaded, but she's walking around with a gun and a machete here. We're just afraid that the person is going to trip and fall. So at least if the police officer comes in, they'll come in with caution because they are trained. Okay. Don't try and apprehend. Don't try and hold them down. Don't try and do anything, because when it turns on you. Moving on to the next one, healthcare professionals. So who conducts wellness checks? It is law enforcement and healthcare professionals, and then we'll move on. So healthcare professionals can perform routine wellness checks as part of a preventative healthcare involving or including physical exams and mental health exams. So if your healthcare professional feels that your something is off, so you go to the general practitioner, and the general practitioner is looking at you, but they're seeing a behavior of some sort, right? Then they do have the right to summon somebody that is, for example, that is better at assessing the psyche, the mind, than they are, so that they can diagnose, so that they can deal with you better in order to help you. For example, if you are going to psychiatric and you are there for your mind, your psychologist or psychiatrist actually can also just assess you and look at you. And when they look at you, they can now tell you that you must go and see the doctor, the general practitioner. You must go and see the doctor so that the doctor can diagnose, the doctor can see if there is something else that's wrong. So let's say you are a psych patient. Let's say that there is something there, but maybe you're undiagnosed, but you feel like there are things that are walking inside your skin. You feel that there are things that are walking inside your skin, and you're telling your psychiatrist this, right? And your psychiatrist will not say that, no, it's just part of life, my dear. You know, we all have things working inside us, Holy Spirit, you know, ancestors, and we all have it. Your healthcare practitioner, your mental healthcare practitioner will not say that. What they will do is refer you to a doctor that checks your body to make sure that there are no things really working inside of you, because it would be negligence. Imagine if you had a pain in your heart and you had an appointment with a psychiatrist. So now you're talking to the psychiatrist and you are sweating, you have a fever, you are not feeling well. The psychiatrist will not just say, okay, bye, go home, try and get something for that fever. They will not say that. They will obviously refer you to somebody that can take that discomfort and that pain away and to assess, to see if there is actually something else and something that's bigger there. So the third one is community organizations. Community organizations, NGOs maybe, or Red Cross maybe, or maybe you guys are having a community hall association where you guys come and talk your grievances. Some organization offer wellness check programs, particularly to vulnerable populations, to ensure regular contact and support. So if you are going through what you're going through and the community decides that this is what they're doing. Good evening.
My
dear.
The app.
Your app.
It's not giving me fight.
Oh, it's not giving you vibes. It's just giving you flames.
Your Majesty.
My dear. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you doing a wellness check?
I am doing well. No, actually, I've been trying to listen to via my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have Netflix.
Uh-huh. And we don't play on Netflix?
No.
Are we playing on Netflix?
No, you are not on Netflix.
Oh, goodness. I should tell my boss to put us on Netflix. Namandarok on Netflix and on Spotify.
Yeah, connect.
No, go show mix.
Oh, okay. No. Let me tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to your topic.
Yeah.
Okay. My family and I traveled over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Where did you guys go?
To visit my dad.
Where?
In the village.
Oh.
Yeah, but then my son
mm-hmm.
is the DJ of the car. He has my song. There's a Nigerian. Are you aware that there's a Nigerian artist called Arasta?
Yes. Sabigel no betu mato. Any man seeing you, man phone. But you
stop
must
it.
Hustle if you
stop
want
it.
Your. But that's Arasta.
Arista has this song called Commerce.
Stating in the commerce, comma, comma, comma.
I don't know. I didn't know about the artist.
It's fine. Ah, these kids also. He just always want to give us heart attacks. Every day we are just being judged for not knowing. it's fine. How? Yeah. Every day. Day in, day out.
I know nothing. No, seriously, Your Majesty, I know nothing about this.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Now, I was in the car. Everybody is singing along, but me.
Nah, tule kokwen. Umbangulene.
Ah, umbo.
Nah, tule kokwen. Ore pipijwe.
I felt so lost, like, in my whole family, like, my youngest, the daughter, was in the middle seat. I could see her in the rear view mirror.
And I enjoying the Maya Anyasha?
Yeah, everybody's singing along but me.
Kaise pipi joe, ungo ototulira konga, ototulira konga, ola choksa, otate buti, pidike, yeah, pipi joe ndo.
No, but.
Yes!
But, no, my youngest was like, I hear God's one, I believe in God's one, I hear nothing. I was like, What?
I believe in God, so I fear nothing.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly.
Still
like that.
In the commas, 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 commas. The man a nekulesha ne. I rasta.
When I reach the home, I have to Google the artist.
Of course you do. You're such a party pooper, bro.
they were playing on Spotify. Yeah, so I have to Google the artist. Yeah. So what are you guys talking about today?
My dear, we are talking about wellness checks.
Okay.
What do you understand from it? When I tell you that somebody's conducting a wellness check.
Do they have to consider my family, my mind and soul, my body and spirit?
Oh, wow. Something like that.
Why would
I need to conduct a wellness check on you, for example, or on somebody else, for example? In what situation?
I believe to a certain extent you want to entertain with me.
Okay.
To think with me.
Okay.
Not think, synchronize with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you and I are on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no?
Wellness checks, ne? Wellness checks are usually conducted when we are concerned about the well-being of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like a welfare check.
Oh, okay, good.
Aha. The other word is welfare. So if there are concerns about your safety or the safety of others, you know, yeah, that's when we do a wellness check. So for example, if you have not called in a while, I will send now somebody to go and check up on you and see, are you fine? Are you well?
Should we check on Malima?
My dear, is Malima not in a mention?
No, like...
Where is he?
We don't know.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Malima! He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, Nkwetu. He's a nice guy.
He bought the king.
He bought the king what?
A car, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Which king?
Your king, Ndonga.
Hey! Ndonga Patekara.
Katena wacha tiku fago.
Ah, hey! Mushishana. Why? Because he needs our king to drive in style.
No.
It's appreciation. Anoike kanhore andu oya kwenda appreciate washimuno ndubonga o man.
Your Majesty. There was a time around this year.
Yeah.
You were speaking about something about the Range Rover, where the one that looks like a box and then
yes, that one that looks like an ice cube.
You Kawa. See?
Kawanai.
That's the reason why I have to let you know that I listen to every single time.
Ella, the tokara toyon soya kweni tazing.
Mungkin dia emang ah mungkin dia mungkin cenderung di te. Yeah, my family is always sleeping and then I have to fix myself and then I have the TV all to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll switch on. And then I listen to the matriarch.
Who's that?
Okay, I got to talk to him.
Eh-heh.
Okay.
Kau wakolu tunoko mwinyo. Eh-heh. Me koko hang with they call me May Queenie. May Queenie. Let him May Queenie. May Queenie of Vene. Gang away up and the caligandas than Dakufuja. That was a. Osho. Sole.
Okay, so now, Our mental states and everything should be like parallel.
Eh. So a wellness check, for example, would be your neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor is there at the house, or your neighbor lives alone,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't heard from them in the past 2 weeks, and there's a funny smell coming from their house.
Oh,
you get it? Yeah. Okay, take a minute to quickly breathe that one, eh, while we go for a break.
Okay.
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
My friend, why do you seem so...
Ish, man, I'm planning an event and I don't know how to best go to hear about it. Yeah, so that is a wellness check. When you are calling the police to go and investigate, because you can't, must also go there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your neighbor, you haven't heard from your neighbor in the past couple of days, and it's not like her to not come to the gate to come and greet you. Then you're like, ah, no, there must be something wrong. Or you are calling a baby girlfriend, mm-hmm. and she's not answering the phone for the past 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Then you can call the police to tell them, guys, go and check me on my grandmother.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Go and check on her. She's not answering the phone for the past couple of days, and it is unlike her.
But, Your Majesty.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to love and the relationship.
Uh-huh.
The first thing first is you have to cover your basics, which are like, when I can't reach you.
Mm.
I have to call Tate Walelo. Just in case I can't find you.
You guys must not call Tate Walelo if you can't find me.
No, please.
Please, guys. Guys, please. Nantengere Tate Walelo.
No, Awele, no.
Tanga Tantengere HD.
We should call who?
The HD. Call the office.
No, I'm
I was missing. That's why I'm talking about this. I was missing. You haven't been listening, Andy. I've been missing,
no,
my
like,
dear.
I think.
I went missing.
I think, Mbela, we are back with Paratas. The payment are back dated.
You guys at your house there?
Yeah.
Eh.
I think last week I was not around, and then our bills were did not get paid, and then Paratos is the best, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Thank you so much.
For those people that use other services, I'm telling you, Paratos is the best.
Yes.
Yeah, Paratos is the best.
As at our complex, when people come back from work, we can't watch TV anymore.
No,
Tuliko vahapu.
I've been using Paratos for the past 2 years now. They never gave me any problems. Yeah. I'm saying that when you get into a relationship, neighborhood, anything else, they should at least give you a number to call when something goes, like when you can't reach them.
Hey, I understand, but now what happens when the person that you can't reach. What happens when you guys go missing together?
You are scaring me, like you're giving me an hope, like an escape closet.
Yeah.
No.
My colleagues almost went crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, I went missing, huh? For real. I went missing.
Until now.
I'm back today. For real.
Can I hang up?
I'm back today now. And like, uholui newa. You like violence. What's wrong with you? Uholui nai kanamkwe uholui nai. Eh?
Because, you know.
So what had happened was,
mm-hmm.
What had happened was, I knocked off on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knocked off on Saturday, and we decided that we're going to drive to the north.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
because right. I'm off on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal. Yeah, so we decided that we're going to drive to the north, and then we can just cross over to go and get some supplies. And I'm also looking for supplies for the business. So that was the plan. So we drove. So that's like 4 o'clock. So 5 o'clock we were out of Windhoek. We drove, and then we got there. We got there a little bit late, so we crashed. We slept in Benny's place. We slept there.
In Ongwediva.
Yeah. So the next day we're just supposed to cross, and then after we are done with what we had to do there, then we would come back. So we crossed, right? And then on our way, the tire burst. The tire, one tire burst. Now, mind you, we were with the coupe coupe, the nice one.
Mm.
The Mercedes.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh, the coupe coupe, we were with that one.
Yeah, like the one that gives you like 30 kilos.
Oh, The one that, the one, even if you are inside it, you like, it's smooth sailing, you know, and it even saves petrol when there's nothing else in the car, only two pieces of clothes.
I have a G-Class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a G-Wagon.
You see? I don't know.
My family gave one to me, like it's a G-Wagon.
Wazala. Yeah. Life is nice, guys. Life is nice. Mnanti. Life is nice.
Yeah,
So we get to the other side and we get a burst tire and now we are already that side of Onjiva and it is late. Bro. It is late and our car is what? It is German. And we all know that Angola in itself doesn't deal with German-made cars. Oh. Yeah, so that was our dilemma. So it was a nightmare. And we had to now get to the other side because our relative was also that side of Oshangongo. The one that we could connect with, and we had to go there. It was hard.
Oh.
Yeah. So Monday comes. Right? My phone, it's off.
Why didn't you roam?
Because roaming was not working. It was not working. The network was bad. It was not working. So my phone is off and my colleagues are worried. My colleagues will never think that I'm touching work because I'm not touching work. I'm not that kind of person.
Never.
So the first thing that they think about is she must be dead. She's either dead or in ICU, guys. Where there's no cell phone because I had gone to ICU at some point in my life and from the bed there, the first thing I did when I woke up, ne, is tell the people at work, kucha guys, I'm in ICU, ne. I might just go into like a deeper strength, but I'm okay, ne. Bye guys. Yeah. So that's the type of person I am.
I know Tatewalenga from a distance, not personally.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you give him a heart attack?
Bro, they are already, like, bro, the workplace. The workplace is intense. Everybody's like, hey, you guys need to do a wellness check on Elizabeth immediately. Eh? Guy, ASAP. Guys, I'm like, ooh, hey. Okay. So finally yesterday I finally managed, you know, to get hotspotted. You know? My dear, to get hotspotted.
Only yesterday,
my dear. And that is now when we are on our way back. Because we finally got the tires, right? We finally got the tires. And in January.
I think the tires, when it comes to Mercedes, mm-hmm. it reports like into mm-hmm. the computer box.
Mm-hmm.
Like one bolt is not fixed enough.
Yeah. No, everything was fixed. The burst just burst. The problem that it was just one tire that burst, right? So we were also in the middle of nowhere. So it was just advice that we just drive a little bit to the nearest. Ooh. Yes. Then we parked the car and then we decided that, you know what, guys, let's just see if we can find somewhere where we can go and look for tires. Then I was left at the car.
Mm-mm.
Bro, I was left at the car terrified and stuff. But now, Kanti, that whole time, because it's quite a distance, right? That whole time, my friend, that whole time that people are going to look for tires and all of that, Kanti, the other one is also just deflating. By the time the people came back.
Were you on a gravel? Were you on a gravel or what happened?
Yeah, we went on a gravel. And the gravel there is most just made for hallelujahs.
Yeah.
Not for cars.
Yeah.
Especially
with your expensive cars.
Bro, it was intense.
I'm not going to drive with my Mercedes that side.
Don't do it, my dear. Don't do it.
Don't do it, my dear.
We learned the lesson for you, darling. Eh? Don't do it.
I know. I've never driven it that side. Never.
Exactly.
Kasongo must go, but...
Kasongo can go anywhere, please.
Yeah, Kasongo must go, but then the Mercedes
No. Yeah. And I'll then give, there are also give, people that I'll are saying, yeah, moku mamunwa muya ko hauto. Eh. So look at us.
I don't mind.
Terrified.
I don't mind filling up $4,000, in a Namibian service.
Yeah.
With a Mercedes. Like, to a certain extent, this one consumes fuel like nobody's business.
Yeah.
The G.
Yeah.
The I don't advise anybody to get a Jew.
It's a wagon, Shimo wagon. Wagon is wagon. Shwashina wokarangaga. What did you think this is? Child's play? No, bro.
And then people, when you walk by, people turn their heads.
Yes. I've noticed that also.
Oh.
Kota, chefy. I was like, guys. You guys can see we are wearing fardu.
Yes.
No, guys. Change, man. Guys. You guys can see here.
Yeah, man. They automatically assume that when you are inside, you are in Smolonga.
But eventually we managed and we got back safely. And everything went well, so then I got to back to work. It made me feel very loved by my colleagues, because it was even the ones I didn't suspect are the ones that cared the most, Fakwe.
Like me.
My dear, you know this. So that's why I'm talking about wellness checks, because I think that we misinterpret wellness checks. Have you ever had somebody that was having a bad day and they're talking bad things, and then later on they get arrested?
Yes.
So usually those bad things, ne? When you're talking about like, yeah, I'm going to unalive myself, or I'm just going to kill that girl, right? They'll say that, sometimes it's for threats, because that's a criminal offense. That's assault, right? When you are threatening somebody's life. But when you're doing things that are out of the ordinary, which I know we've noticed that this person has been depressed for a while and all of that, you know, it's just for them to go and cool down. So that's a wellness check. When the police comes, and it's not that you did anything, but we just need to make sure. 4, 5, 6.
Wow. I feel like somebody placed £10,000 on my shoulder listening to your stories.
Really?
Yeah, like, I can sympathize. I can put yourself in my shoe, and then I'm like, no. Oh, hi.
Oh, Oshondalili?
Akutua.
Oshondalili wa? I think I cried like the second morning. I cried. And then, luckily, Manira, Okona, like relatives that side.
Did you sleep in the car?
No, we slept in a hotel.
I'm telling you, try sleeping in the car.
The car is cold. Very cold thing, you guys.
Let me tell you one thing. Like, the first time I slept in the car, it was in those Go 5 GTI. Yes.
Did it have a lot of petrol so you can put on the heater all night?
No. Like, it was, I believe, 2009. I was with my superior. And then I left here in Ondangwa. I have to drive home, you know. I was young and I had to sleep home. The bank gave us option to just sleep in the hotel. Or bed and breakfast or something. And I was like, no, you sleep and I have to go sleep home. The car is equipped like outside is metal. The inside is plastic. And it was July.
It's plastic or leather, you?
No. Everything, like the seats are leather. The interior is equipped like plastic. Everything else from the steering, everything here, the door is plastic. Yeah. Now imagine the metal outside transferring the heat, the cold to the plastic. Like when I woke up, I could see my room there. I just got lost because of the light in the village. I got lost. I drove around our house like I was. So I was like, okay, let me park here and then just sleep. And then by the when the sun comes out, I will know which house. When I just got out of the car in the morning and then take a piss there, I could see that's my house, that's my room. Hey, room again, don't have dollar, no, no.
It's hectic.
Life. I automatically assumed when you said you were in there, you slept in the car.
No. Ah, no. I'm too pretty.
Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's the best step. What did you say?
Bro, I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty. Sorry. Too pretty. Too pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Too pretty. Too pretty.
Okay. Hey, wow. Hey, no.
Because even when we're there, we're like, wow. So pretty. It is what it is.
Okay, cool. Okay, all right. I'm here.
Yep.
Indulge me.
Okay, so also, when do you think a wellness check can be done? Who else needs a wellness check?
Especially everybody within your arm's length. Yeah, like... when you extend your arms towards your body.
Yeah.
Everybody inside your arm's length.
Inside it.
Yeah. They are allowed to check on you from time to time.
They should check on you from time to time.
Yeah.
It must be done in that way.
Yeah, it is a must. Maybe 5 hours you'll be like, Your Majesty, where are you?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you safe? Are you sound? But then in most times we only reach out to the people, inside our arm's length when we need help.
Yeah.
I've realized that.
Yeah.
Most times I go over the border, but not the Angolan side. I go the other way.
Go the other side. So I think that people that need wellness checks are also people that are on chronic medication and live alone. You get it? Makes sense, ne? Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody that no, has, like as long as you're not answering calls, I'm sending the police to your house.
No, like,
if it's been 2 days and you live alone and you've got a heart problem, my friend, I'm calling the police to come and check on you.
For starters, I thought it's us, our people in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
I did not exhaust the possibility of people, the chronic people.
Yeah, just think about it. Like,
no, if, I did not. That's why I'm saying that you, among the rest, you think out of the box. Where, okay, cool, fine, I understand now.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody has cancer and they have been, you know, not feeling well, because there are days that you feel well when you have cancer, but there are days that are very bad and you live alone, or even if you live with people, right? I'm calling and you're not picking up. And then I call the person, the people that you live with, and they are not picking up. I'm sending the police, buddy.
Oh.
I'm sending the police, my dear. Hello? Yes, Commander.
That's a good idea. Like seriously, to think of it, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here putting things into perspective, and then like thinking, Kucha, like my friend
mm-hmm.
could be in problems, and nobody's else out there checking out on him or her.
Yeah. And that's why we need to do it.
No. Every time I come online, I always have to ask, seriously, what kind of a person are you?
Me.
You.
I am a spiritual person. I walk with the ancestors. That's alive? Why, yeah.
Are you alive?
No. I'm definitely alive. That's why it's so easy for me. It's so easy for me. I'm a chick and I'm alive, okay? Cool. That is why it's easy for me to relate to everybody. Because I know a lot.
I'm terrified to get to know. To have you in my life.
Hey, my dear, why? You shouldn't be afraid.
No,
I'm like the best.
No, I didn't say afraid. I said terrified.
Mm-hmm. You're terrified.
To get?
Mm-hmm.
To have you in my life.
Why?
That your mind wanders.
Mm-hmm.
The way it does.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing, my dear. Somebody's mind can wander.
No, it's not.
Somebody's mind gotta wander, because yours is not wandering, my dear. Ha.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Yes, somebody's mind gotta wander here. Because there are times that you're just thinking inside the box. And then, I mean, I'm just outside and all over the place. I'm like, look up. You're like, oh yeah, ne? Yeah, that's me. I'm like a guardian angel. That's, it's paid monthly. Come on, guys. Isn't this the dream job? You get to do what you want to do. You get to assist people like you want to, and then you get paid for it. Huh? And it doesn't eat up your time, nothing. You're just enjoying enjoyment. This enjoyment.
No. No, like, no, you just...
This is wonderful.
You just took me back. I'm driving my family.
Right? Yeah.
And then they are playing a song.
Uh-huh.
The songs I know nothing about.
Okay.
And then everybody else, like, I'm looking in the rear view mirror, and then my youngest is singing like, what's the song like? It's like, Akeri Gatso Akiyo no Se. Like, it's the youngest in my family singing that. In the rear view mirror, I can see Eguja. I shed a tear. I shed a tear, teacher. Like, am I that old?
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I have to repeat, Billy, repeat the song. I'm driving, repeat it. And you know, the Kasongo is a GD6, the one that equipped with, JBL speakers.
Mm.
Yeah, like, the
Toyota. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
it's a Toyota that the GD6, the one, it's called an RS, the Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it comes with a JBL radio and speakers. I'm telling you, the sounds that come from that radio, it's exceptional.
Mm.
Everybody in the car will be like, oh, the sound is to die for. I'm like, repeat the song. Oh.
Sabigogo metuma, oh. Steady increasing the commas. Commas, commas, commas.
Oh, so you know, like, it was only me that knows nothing about the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's the kind of life we live in today, in this world now.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, wellness check.
Yeah. So you get the drift now, ne?
When last have you checked up on?
On whom? On whom, my dear?
Me.
Hello. Every day, my dear.
No, like I have to. I have to make sure that when the time is right, right?
Mm-hmm.
My TV has to search for the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll settle the account tomorrow, Paratus.
Of course.
They are trying to beat us. Like, we are past due our monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, I think that's the reason why my app is not
clean. Oh, because you don't have Wi-Fi. How?
Oh.
Duh. Now you are listening to Sirohend. Like,
no, I didn't know because the other week I traveled. And then mm-hmm. when I came back, I thought everything was settled.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, Andy, like, our Nangula.
Yes.
Or the Mwalula.
Eh?
It's all your fault.
How?
I thought, yes.
What happened now?
You said she must come back.
Eh? Did she do something bad?
No, she didn't.
Okay, then what's the problem? Yes, it's me. I take ownership. What?
No. No, she just didn't settle the bill, I think. Like,
she forgot.
The reason why.
She's,
no,
she like, forgot like, she's morning, brilliant.
Yeah, the upload and downloads were like a bit weak. I thought it was just something in the network and embodied.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't settle the bill. Nobody pays the bill. Like when you go to the to the billing company and they have to cut your card.
Mm.
Yeah, something like that. By tomorrow, we are with him.
Mm.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back to Angola in one piece.
From Angola.
But how come you didn't pass in on Tango and then give me the heads up?
My dear. Because we were just roaming. Do you know how stressful it is? Then, yeah, like, ah, no. During the weekend,
we were at the village at my father's.
Mm-hmm. So, I was like, ah, no, vele, guys, no. Nihambile, no.
I could have borrowed Jukasongo to you.
Oh.
Instead of driving the Mercedes to the other side.
Yay. Oh. My dear. Twilongangone, manangi. Kulumone. Kulumone, brah. Dengu wulungame. Dengu wulungame. Okay. Tulungama pei fei.
Otherwise, you came in one piece.
I came back splendid. I came back wonderful. I came back, well, brilliant.
Mulunga will beat you to fill up on the other side.
We didn't go and fill up even. We are very impatient.
Oh, like the
queue. We are gonna just live. We'll not die.
Yeah.
I know. Nobody's standing behind the queue of what? Huh? No.
Yeah.
Just live. Kalunga ne kuyambeke. No 1 hour. Wali wunenga mamam too.
I have a friend who owns a service station on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said the fuel prices that rises, like it's what causes the chaos in Luanda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everything else here is like a skew everywhere. Like, no, like Kasongo has two tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go like a whole month without filling up. Like, I can drive like around town with one thing, and the other one, like, it will take me, because the other extra thing can take me up to like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's telling me, ah, no, everybody else out there is like, apparently because of the $2 increment or something.
Yeah, it was rough, that $2 increment. Even the motorbike people. Okay, but there's a lot of police presence right now at the borders. There's a lot of police presence. So, even the hallelujahs, right? The bikes, the motorbikes, they are not as many. The hallelujahs are not as many as they used to be, apparently. So. I'm like, we thank God, guys. We thank God. We thank Inshallah, guys. Inshallah.
But to me, the hallelujah is the other motorbike with 3 wheels.
No, like, okay, fine. The hallelujah, the motorbike people, paka paka. Yeah, they are not doing it. Like,
they used to.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Oh.
It's hectic.
Wow. Thanks anyways for checking up on my wellness as well and yours.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I think that pulling heartstrings is a wellness check.
I know.
I think so.
Yeah, to an extent, I know as well.
Yeah, I think it's a wellness check. We just need to know, okay? Like, we just want to know, bruh. Like, are you breathing? Are you fine? Like, we just want to... I need to know. I just need to know.
But, yeah, like, the Tate Buanas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know them and Tate... the other one, the intellectual one.
Bro. Tate Tonata? Tate Kwezi?
Yeah, the intellectual one. He's very intellectual. That person, is old. Mm-hmm. We must assign him to NAMPOST and to get his, the other old people that get something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he must get something.
Oh, she must be asking for no penjela.
Hmm.
No, kapumba kumbo nani.
Na peo ashito numen peo penzela peo penzela man.
Nadate winyo the compost.
Mm-hmm.
Nadate winyo winyesha compost na we.
Oh, Uncle Josiah.
Opongweli vago tompo.
Opongweli omweli movendu kavati. And then when he came to the studio and I saw him.
And then, I left the car and then I drove to the other woman that promised me, oh, why is no makasha?
Was, did you get it?
Shut up.
Of course not.
Okay. Sorry for another day. Okay. We did.
Story njo ndi shinale?
Yeah.
Shinale noho? Shinale?
My grandson was like, did you get any?
No. Eh, wariane.
How am I going to?
What do you know, Aria? Eh. Oh, goodness.
Can I hang up?
You are struggling, but it's okay.
Life. Life.
It is life, my dear. Ewane, my friend, thank you so much for the wellness check.
Forever.
And a day, my dear.
As always.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the individual that you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the appreciation.
Checking out for the Namibian child and Nava to do combing away.
As long as you're here.
Yeah.
As long as you're here.
As long as we are here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as we are here.
Bye, my lady.
Bye, my dear. See you on the other side. See you on the other side. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen. Alrighty. So, ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? We're talking about wellness checks. We're talking about checking up on somebody. We're talking about when the police rocks up and pulls up at your place. What is it? It's a wellness check because you might be acting funny. So who conducts wellness checks? It is law enforcement. It is healthcare professionals. It is community organizations. Some organizations offer wellness checks, right? Which is a system where you go to that organization and then you sign somebody up. And then you say, I would like for you guys to be doing wellness checks on this person every second week or every week. And I need you to be checking on their mental health and or their physical bodies. And why would someone need to conduct a wellness check? Reasons. What would the reason be for somebody to be conducted a wellness check on? One, sometimes the individual is unreachable. When someone is not responding to calls, texts, WhatsApps, messages, DMs, Instagram, pokes, Facebook, what, or other forms of communication or emails, right? There is a concern for their well-being when somebody is not reachable. Because why wouldn't you be reachable? But we are not speaking, then that would be an issue of concern, especially if we speak frequently and we are within. And then the next one is mental health concerns. When there are signs of mental health distress, such as suicidal thoughts, unusual behavior, or a potential mental health crisis, then that is when we conduct a wellness check. and medical emergencies. When there is a suspected medical emergency and the individual is unable to speak, help on their own, to seek help on their own. So, maybe if you had a stroke, for example, right? This would be an emergent, a medical emergency. And abuse or negligence. When there are concerns about domestic violence, elder abuse, or child neglect. So a wellness check would be you calling the police to your next door neighbor that has left her children there for 3 days and the oldest child is 5. So you can call the police and then the police will come and do a wellness check to see if there's an adult that is with the children, to see if the situation there is good. Because, this is why you find that children burn in homes and the parents were going to the cooker shops. I think there should be wellness checks all over these little villages of ours, because I feel like parents are neglecting children. And especially in the northern area, at the time of water, for example, right? There's a lot of water and the little ones are not supposed to be left unsupervised. Unsupervised means that you can't leave the children with somebody that's below the age of 16, at least, right? So unsupervised is the oldest is 5, the other one is 4, and the small one is 1 year. Like, oh, so these are all babies. And the small one usually sneaks off because the small one is fascinated by the water, fascinated by everything because everything is new to them. And then they just find themselves going deeper and deeper into the water. So what happens in the village is, most of us, watukateka. So most of us go and collect water in ponds, in large ponds of water. So children are copy and paste, right? They observe the behavior. They observe the activities that we do as adults. Because today when I left home, I was putting on perfume and my 1 year old, you know, she cried for the perfume to also be sprayed onto her. Why? Because she sees it being done and she thinks that that is the way. The way of life, you understand, which is so. So imagine if you are constantly going to collect water from the pond. Do you assume that the child is not going to one day collect in their time, in their playful minds, they're going to see an empty container of water and they're going to remember that, oh, mommy always goes and gets water at the pond. So I'm going to take a container and I'm going to walk to the water. And then when I walk to the water, I'm going to collect water. And the problem with that is that the child keeps following the bottle. And the more the child follows the bottle, the more deeper the child goes. And by the time that they get to deeper waters, that's how children drown. That is how children drown. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what happens. So for those that have never thought about it, I think right now it's a perfect time to reflect. And to really think about how we take care of our offspring and our children. Because many of us are not doing that. We are so doomed. It is scary. We are leaving children with children in the house and we want to come back and beat children for being children. So you expect me to take care of your children that you also left here. And I'm a child as well. So I will get lost in play. It's not my responsibility to be all over the place. It's my responsibility to to try my best as a child, and that's it. That's all I'm going to do. Try my best as a child. Now, the child dies from drowning, and that's it. So that's how it happens. And then there's an issue of playing with fire. Playing with fire, ladies and gentlemen, this usually happens to children when they are in a playful spirit. They pick up a piece of fire and they just toss it around. Everything is fun when you are younger. They just toss it around, and somewhere, somehow, this flake of fire gets onto the straw. And the straw, the funny thing about the straw, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, is that the straw can burn in such a way that you don't see it burning. It's not burning at your eyes view. It's just burning internally. And then when you go in Papuduka like this, you guys are deep under the fire. And when you're deep under the fire like that, it's over. So that's usually when wellness checks are done for abuse or for negligence, right? When there are concerns about domestic violence, elder abuse, or children neglect. So people, if your neighbor is shrinking like a stallion fish, and she's drinking like a stallion fish, and she's never home, and she's always leaving children, you can call the police so that Ministry of Gender and Child Welfare or welfare can now start to intervene and to try and protect the children of the offspring of the person that's neglecting them. And for elders, right, this is when you see that this old lady next door is not taken care of. She is not, the diapers are not changed, and the old lady just stays in the sun day in and day out, and she's just outside day in and day out. It's crazy. Yeah, so that's when you can do wellness checks. All right. So, deviation from routine. When a person deviates significantly from their normal routine or schedule, and there are concerns about their well-being. So, a wellness check on a person that's deviating. That's deviating from their normal routine. It would be somebody that is maybe a doctor that goes to work every day at 8 o'clock, and on their off days, they usually sleep and all of that. And then all of a sudden, this doctor has not left the house, and they are not fired. They just haven't left the house. Then you can also call for a wellness check. But first, before you call for the wellness check, you can also just talk to them and ask them, like, what's happening? Are you okay? Is everything fine? Yeah. What would be also odd is for you to wake up one day and decide that you're going to withdraw your life savings. Then there we need a wellness check. To act out of character like that, like, why do you need to withdraw your entire life savings? For what exactly? And what are you going to use it for? No, it doesn't work like that. So those are, when you deviate out of routine, you're a person that goes to school all the time, you're a person that does this, and then you just choose really to just go south, like, it's unusual, especially if it seems more harmful than good. If you deviate from routine and you become extra phenomenal and better, then yeah, would love that. That would be great. That would be amazing and spectacular. But if, my dear, there is now a whole shebang, no, then it's not going to work. So that's the problem. All right. So that is our wellness check. So what happens during a wellness check? One, we verify their safety. We verify that they are indeed fine and they are indeed well and they are indeed in good spirits and everything is exactly where it needs to be. So we verify that one first. So let's take it from there. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call me and give me a beautiful, wonderful example of what a wellness check looks like for you. Okay, so verification of safety. The primary goal is to confirm the person is safe and unharmed. That is the plan here. Our aim and objective is to make sure that you win. You are great. Only now, that is what we want to do. And the second one is to assess if it is needed. Depending on the situation, the individual's physical and mental health may be assessed. Kucha, you know what? I don't think you are very much fine because of the things that you are talking about. Maybe we can just assess you to see if you are fine or if you are not fine. Or maybe you have a broken arm or something. We just need to assess you. And then the third one is a referral to a resources. If needed, the person may be referred to appropriate resources such as medical practitioners, mental health services, or social support services. So this is the part where the police comes and picks up your cousin from psychiatric so that they can take them to psychiatric so that they can get assistance, professional assistance that they need so that they can come back and be fine, okay? And the next one is documentation. The wellness check is usually documented, including the reason for the check, the outcome, and any actions taken. So we do the wellness check. Right? Reasons why we're doing it. We also just need to document how things are going, and that is why we do some wellness checks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think you can hear how crispy I'm getting. So I'm going to take a quick breather. I'm going to quickly go and pay the bills, and then I will emerge on the other side of our ad. Okay? Andia kipindi.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is a lovely Thursday evening and we've got approximately a minute and 20 seconds or 15 seconds or in counting to end the day and end the program. So we were talking about wellness checks. What is a wellness check also known as? It's also called a welfare check. It is a process where someone's well-being is assessed, often by authorities when there are concerns about their safety or their health. Okay, so that is why we do it. We call out, we summon authorities to check on this person's well-being, either their physical well-being or their mental health well-being, so that we can at least know that this person is safe. The primary goal for sending out wellness checks or doing wellness checks, right? It is really honestly to verify the safety of the person, to see if, the primary goal is to confirm the person is safe and unharmed. It's to assess, it's the assessment of needs depending on the situation, the individual's physical and mental health may be assessed. Okay. So it's assessment. If it is needed, sometimes we have our moments and we just, we step onto the other side, and it's not something that we are proud of per se. It's not something that we can boast about, but it is definitely, it's definitely not new. So if we are to talk about it, if we are to honestly be quite frank about it, then maybe, just maybe, we can talk about it freely and open. Maybe we can start doing wellness checks on one another. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mina, the matriarch, creme de la creme, ultimate drip, cherry on top, icing on the cake, the whole cake, the table where the cake is chilling, and definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bidding you farewell. I love you so much. I love you more than you think I do. And thank you. Thank you for allowing me into your heart and into your homes. Thank you for allowing me into your ears. Thank you.